Take your Bibles, please, and turn to Luke chapter 4. I want to be as practical as I can with you tonight. I think we ought to be practical in what we teach and preach and applicable. Amen? I'm for studying the doctrines. They're important. But I've seen a lot of guys, they go down deep and come up dry. We don't want to do that. Amen? For sure to do that. The title of my message tonight is Triumphing Over Temptation. Triumphing over temptation. How to face temptation and break the bondage of sin. In preparation for the message, I got to thinking. Now, that's hard for me to do because it hurts when I think. And I hope no one walked in here tonight when they heard the message that they turned me off and say, well, you're not going to talk to me, Brother Rigsby, because I'm never tempted. Oh, we really? Right before some verses we're going to read, there's a verse that says, take heed lest ye fall. But I got to think about being tempted. You know, we're just not tuned in on that. And I got to think about my day. My day starts with temptation. I don't want to get out of bed. Especially the last couple of days when it was raining. I'm tempted to stay in. I'm reminded Sunday morning this lady, she's trying to get her husband up and try to wake him. Oh, I don't want to get try to get him up. She finally says, you've got to. You're the preacher. Then I get up and I go in the kitchen. And I'm tempted again. Oh, diabetic too here. Got to watch the carbs. Amen. Dean, don't do that to me. And I pick up a couple cupcakes today in the office. 61 carbs. Good night, nurse. Tempted to do wrong. That's for all you sugar lovers. Get in the traffic and get cut off and I'm tempted. Watch the mouth. Amen? Temptation's really everywhere. And yet, folks, we must learn to win over temptation. Oh, by the way, flip on the secretaries tell you I'm not Tommy Techno when it comes to computers. And every once in a while, being a Ohio State fan, I always want to know how the recruiting's going. Hi, Dean. And I'll turn in before 8 o'clock, of course, before my official day starts. And I get the program up there, and sure enough, right to the right, there's a picture of a woman. Not necessarily clad correctly. You men will know what I'm talking about. Temptation. Oh, by the way, while I'm on that subject, ladies, dress like ladies. Dress properly. Don't be an enticement. That's all I know. I'm meddling instead of preaching. Paul, admonition to Timothy in 2 Timothy 2:22. Flee also youthful lust. And by the way, us old folks have them too. Amen? But it says, follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Keep your place in Luke chapter 4. We'll get to the text, but a couple other things just by way of introduction. Turn to 1 Corinthians, please, in chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. I want to look at a verse, introduction to temptation. We'll define it in a moment. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. Trying to be practical with you. We're all tempted, whether we are aware of it or not. And we need to be aware of it in order to keep a clean life and be a clean vessel for the Lord. Verse 13, 1 Corinthians 10 says this, There hath no temptation, there's our word, taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. Amen? I like that. Who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that ye may be able to bear it. I'll get a little alliterative with you. Three words in that scripture. Notice, please, the word common. Don't go whining that you are tempted with things that other people aren't tempted with. The Bible says it's common. Oh, you just don't know what I was tempted with. Well, it's common to man. And God knows. But notice, secondly, it's controlled. God is faithful, who will not suffer us to be tempted beyond what we can take. And thirdly, notice, please, it's conquerable. The devil made me do it. No, he didn't. James chapter 1 says, we are tempted when we're drawn away by our own lusts. It's conquerable because the Bible verse says, as a way to escape that we may be able to bear it. So the next time you're aware that you're tempted, realize that your temptation is as common. Everyone has it. But God is faithful not to give you any more than you have to fall into that temptation, and there will be a way out. Amen? To do it. Now look at our text, please. Chapter 4 of Luke, verses 1 to 14. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. There's three accounts of this in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Mark says very little about it, but says he was driven by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness. Being 40 days tempted of the devil, 40 days away from people. You've seen 40 days as an important number in the Bible. And in those days he did eat nothing. When they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it may be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written, underline that please in your Bible, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And the devil, taking him up into an high mountain, showed him unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will I give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan. Write it, underline it, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence. For it is written, third time. This is Satan quoting, by the way. By the way, Satan knows the Bible better than you do. But he likes to change it for his good, huh? For he says, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. Now he's quoting from Psalm. You check it out. He leaves a few words out. He likes to do that. Amen. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus answered and said unto him, it is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. I believe this portion of Scripture has two major purposes. Number one, I love it, to show the impeccability of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He was God-man. It's hard to understand that. But ladies and gentlemen, he could not sin. He could not sin. I'm glad I have a perfect Savior, a perfect Lamb of God, that was not going to do anything to change God's plan for him to go to Calvary. And so with a great learning in that, one of them is simply that Christ was without sin. And Christ did not sin. We could just close the door and go home on that, but we're not. I'm watching the clock. But the other portion, the other reason for this, is to teach us something about temptation and how to fight it. Now what is temptation? It's an enticement to sin. It tells our faith in God and our love for him. You put her down. When you fall into temptation and commit a sin, you're saying, I don't love my Savior a whole lot because I'm doing what his enemy wants me to do. Understand, temptation is not the same as sin. Very clear in our scripture. Jesus was tempted. Hebrews says it very well, chapter 4 and verse 15. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. I'm glad I got a great high priest I can go to. And in that next verse says we can come to the throne of grace in time of need because we got a high priest. He was nothing wrong with being tempted, ladies and gentlemen. What's wrong is falling. Amen to the temptation. Temptation also can simply be interpreted as a test. In Genesis 22, I believe it is, God did tempt Abraham. God doesn't tempt us to sin. Read James chapter 1. God puts us in a position to test us, to test our love. You remember when he had that knife up ready to slay his son? God said, now I know. It was a confirmation that he was not going to fall into sin. We fight sin, listen, by being alert to temptation. Get this thought, please. We realize that this ability to detect temptation is directly related to the time we spend in God's Word. I want to say that again. I want it to sink into you. We fight sin by being alert to temptation. We realize that this ability to detect temptation, to be aware of it, is directly related to the time we spend in God's Word. Psalm 119, verse 9. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereof according to thy word. Just a couple of verses down. Psalm 119, verse 11. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. You've heard it before, but it's fitting here. It is said in the flyleaf of D.L. Moody, great preacher of yesteryear. By the way, wasn't even a Baptist. How about that? Said, sin will keep me from this word, or this word will keep me from sin. Maybe that's why we have so much sin in this world and we fall to temptation, because we're not, I'm going to talk just about Christians. Maybe it's because we're not in God's Word. There ought to be a correlation between how close that we read God's Word and being able to detect sin and not fall in it. Let me put a pitch in for RU, please. It was my privilege the other night to, whatever I did, speak or preach or whatever it is. But they got a marvelous program in RU, a devotional program. I think the book's $14 or $15. I don't get any profit. I don't get to buy a new suit with it or anything. But if you don't have a devotional life and you don't have anything to guide you, let me encourage you to stop in the office, see Brother Tyler, and buy one of those books and get in and start your devotional life. I promise you, you want to help defeat sin and detect sin and the temptation that Satan has laid out there for you. I promise you, it will help you in your daily life to avoid the temptation and the things that are out there for you. Note, please, in our scripture verses that we read, there are some special times, or what we call preconditions, for temptation. Now listen, Satan can attack anywhere. About 5 minutes of six Sunday night, if you were here. Oh, we had a great Sunday morning. Brother Lee, God bless. Wasn't that a great service? Amen. And about 5 minutes of six, you remember what happened? Satan attacks anywhere. Thank you, Lord, for putting it all back on. Amen? But you look here. When are we very susceptible to temptation and sinning? After a great spiritual experience. In Matthew's account, in Mark's account, if you read the verses before, in the chapter before, what had just happened? The baptism of Jesus, where God looked down and said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. It was a mountain lake experience. I'll put it that way to you. Watch out. When you get there, Satan is ready to get after you and to set a trap. We saw that with Jesus. Great thing. Then he went to the wilderness. Secondly, when physically weak. Look in chapter 2, chapter 4, verse 2 here, last part. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. Physically weak. When we're down and we're weak, Satan likes to attack. Be aware of that, ladies and gentlemen. It could happen there. And then thirdly, when preparing for a great spiritual happening. You say, what are you talking about? We get through this. Look, please, in verse 14, after Jesus was not falling into temptation for you and for me. Verse 14 says, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. He was getting ready to preach and win people to the Lord. But before that, Satan was tempting, and Satan was attacking, and Satan was there. with the application here, guys, think about it. Be alert to those special times in our lives when we may be unusually susceptible to temptation. What are you talking about? How about away from home? Get away from your kids and get away from your wife. I think particularly truck drivers would have that temptation. Could be anybody. Satan says, now I got him, sets a trap. We better realize that could be a time. How about in a strange place or a strange environment? How about in a place that probably you ought not be? There's a temptation now, walking where you not be or going somewhere you ought not be. Be very alert. There are some special times when Satan wants to attack. I want you to turn to Proverbs chapter 4. Marvelous book of Proverbs. Father teaching a son. And there's some verses I want you to look at. I'm going to call it the anatomy of resisting temptation. Proverbs chapter 4 and verses 23 to 27, I believe it is. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 23 to 27. Trying to be practical with you. Trying to give you some Bible things to help you in avoiding temptation and not falling into sin. Notice the anatomy. Notice the parts of our body to get under control. Verse 23. Keep thy what? Heart. With all diligence. For out of it are the issues of life. You want to avoid temptation? You don't want to fall to temptation? Watch your heart. Guard your heart. Then in verse 24 he says, put away from thee a froward mouth and perverse lips put far from thee. Watch this thing right here. Y'all got one. I'm not hearing it now. I will in a little bit. Amen? Just hearing mine. Yakety yak. Guard the heart, but watch the tongue. Watch the lips. Verse 25. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. You get that? Watch the eye gate. Follow God's path. Why? Because Satan is laying out their temptations for you to see. By the way, I've always wanted an old truck. Don't ask me why. I don't know how to fix them. I wouldn't know how to drive them. I just always wanted an old truck. And my wife wanted to go down to this pottery place, and like the wonderful husband I am, I said, okay, let's go. I'm excited. And as we're going down to the pottery place, it's just out in the country, out below Whitney Dam, and I'm going along, and you know you're supposed to keep your eye on the road and have the steering wheel at 10 and 2, amen? And I'm going down, and we're almost to the place, and something caught my eye. It was a truck. And I just saw it passing. It was an old truck. So we got to the pottery place. I couldn't care if she bought $500 worth of pottery. I said, we're going to go back and check it out. 1950 Ford. My dad was a GM man. He wouldn't like that. I didn't buy it. It's okay. But what am I talking about? Something got my attention. Something enticed me to look over there. At my age, it was just a 1950 truck Ford. Okay. But keep your eyes right on. Don't fall in that temptation. Verse 26, another part of the body. Ponder thy path of thy feet and let all thy ways be established. Watch where your feet go. Listen, you know, an alcoholic ought not go in a bar. A man has problem with pornography probably ought not go into one of those places. Are you listening to me? Keep your path. Don't lead yourself. By the way, don't we pray in the model prayer? Lord, keep me from temptation. Maybe there's a reason for that. Amen. And notice, please, the last verse. Hands and feet removed from evil. Look at it. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Back to chapter 4, please. We want to notice the arenas, if I can use that word, of temptation. And that's Satan used against our Lord. And we need to be aware of it because he still uses that with us. Number one, the body. Verse 3, chapter 4. Christ was hungry. He was the human side. And Satan says, command this stone that it be made bread. Listen, Satan will deceive us by telling us our physical welfare is more important than our spiritual integrity. And in all three cases of temptation, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus Christ, who is the Word, quotes from the book of Deuteronomy to refute the devil using the Word of God. And then he attacks the Spirit, verses 5 to 7. Satan wanted Christ to worship him. The first one, the attack on the body, is the lust of the eye. The second one is the lust of the flesh, the psychological part. And God answers him. Jesus answers him out of Deuteronomy. And then the third arena is the soul. Luke 4, verses 9 to 11. We are to do God's work, is what Satan says. But Jesus, do it your own way. Do you see what he's endeavoring to get him to do by tempting him? The test was to get him to do something out of the Father's will, and that he would become disobedient and fall into sin. If that were the case, we would have no Savior. 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 to 16. We see it here. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And Satan tried to attack all three ways. Be aware, ladies and gentlemen. Be aware of what he tries to do. Well, let's end with this. Okay, Brother Israel, you talked about temptations. You tell us a little bit. Is there a strategy in how we beat him? There is. We just mentioned body, soul, and spirit. Write down Luke 10, 27. I'll read it to you. Luke 10, 27, the first part. And he answering said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. And he adds one, and with all thy strength and with all thy mind. We ought to give all of that over to God and say, Lord, you have all my heart and my soul and my mind and my strength. Take it, that I not be tempted to give in to the devil. Secondly, resist Satan. Did Jesus face him face to face? He said, get behind thee, Satan. James 4, 7. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. First Peter chapter 5 and verse 9. Whom resist steadfast in the faith. And then we mentioned a moment ago one of the main things. Write it down. Resist Satan by the authority of the Scriptures, as Christ did in our text. Satan, it is written. Satan, get behind me. Satan, in the name of the Lord, I verbally speak against you and come against him. I love this one. In Jesus' name, by the word and because of his blood. Revelation 12, 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. That's how you fight Satan. That's how you get away from temptation. The word of God, resisting him. Get behind him. Confront him. Amen? To do it. Well, what do we expect? What's the outcome if we do this, Brother Riggs? I'd be glad you asked. It's right here in our scripture text. Immediate victory. Look at verse 13. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him. Amen. Amen. Get on out of here. Oh, but there's something else we better expect. I didn't read the rest of that verse, did I? You better expect the ultimate relentless return of Satan, because the Bible says he departed from him for a what? Season. He'll be back tomorrow. It's a lifelong battle, folks, the flesh and the spirit. And as the old Indian says, when you tie two dogs with a rope by their tails and put them over the clothesline, fight each other, who wins? Whoever you say sick them to, flesh or spirit. Amen? But immediate victory, ultimate relentless return, and then thirdly, an increased effectiveness. And listen, isn't that what we're supposed to do? If we don't succumb to temptation, that we have an effective ministry in ministering to others. Look at verse 14 again. We read it, but it fits here. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about, and he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. That's what we expect if we can stay close to God's word and avoid temptation. A statement and a verse and we'll be done. As Christians, we must be alert, armed, and able by the grace of God to fight and win over temptation. Turn to James. Book of James, chapter 1, right after Hebrews. Marvelous verse. Let this be a blessing, a challenge to you. Oh, by the way, it's so good to see some of our folks that were saved Sunday here tonight. For Mrs. Gann, this young lady over here. I believe they got saved if they're at church on Wednesday night. Amen? Amen. To do it. But there's a blessing with this. Verse 12, James chapter 1. Blessed is the man that endureth. That ETH is kind of, I think, a continual tense. It's going to be there all the time. That endureth temptation. What happens? For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Temptation. Be aware of it. Learn how to fight it. Get that crown of life that God has promised if we endure it. Amen. Let's stand to our feet, please.